This is the only class that is actually really talking about COVID-19. All my other classes are trying to act like it's not happening, which I think is absolutely insane.
History is going to look back and say this was the time.
For me, the COVID-19 crisis was unprecedented because I never would have thought that the world's governments can shut down their states overnight in such a rapid amount of time.
It's very stressful, and there's new rules and laws and social strategies to everything now, right? Like, there's like a new handshake now, right? Where you use your feet. So this is an all new reality, you know? Like,
even local governments such as, you know, the city of Los Angeles, I know even just San Diego County are shutting down their beaches. You know, policemen are patrolling, you know, public spaces and beaches and things like that to make sure that people are respecting this whole social distancing and staying in isolation.
Right now, we are all quarantined, right? So we're all quarantined. The states are ordering statewide shutdowns. Basically, this means that businesses have to shut down. And then recently, they just issued that people can't go to the beaches. They can't go to the parks.
Even today, going onto the freeway, it was kind of eerie because I've never seen, you know, because you always anticipate sections of freeways to be congested. You know, there's always those areas. And kind of traveling through freeways fluidly without any congestion was a little weird as well.
Eventually it gets to more serious level where parks have to get shut down, all that stuff. So right now, certain businesses can stay open. Basically, if you're an essential store, you're allowed to stay open, like groceries.
I had a friend who went to Puerto Rico a couple of weeks ago during the COVID thing. And I remember her posting PSA announcements that she was getting on her phone about Puerto Rican governments shutting down the beaches, shutting down all public spaces, really, and even imposing a curfew. And if those were to be violated, they were going to, you know, impose fines and even throw you in jail.
In America, we're like obviously not doing all that we can. We realize like it's not everyone's individual fault. It is more so the fault of the nation and who's governing us, because our president and the people who are still backing what he says, and many people that are in denial, do not believe that this COVID-19 outbreak is actually happening or is actually as big of a deal. And they think that maybe they can shoot it with their guns or something so that it can go away. We're only acting in accordance to how the government is telling us how to react. And since, you know, Trump first was saying it wasn't a big deal, then he was saying it was a big deal, then he started mocking it. And now it's just like, so what are we to, what are many Americans who only look to this source of information, which they should not, what are they supposed to believe, you know? So they're going off and infecting other people. So if we are to look to the state, which is what the what America is basically telling us to do at this time right now, the state or the nation, the government, the president, they're obviously not steering us in a direction where we need to go. Right now, we are gearing ourselves to being like one of the most infected. So many people are still going to work, and so many people are still getting infected at just ridiculous rates. But we're supposed to look to our state and our government because they're the ones that should know best. The all-knowing and the smart, masculine, tough.
The importance of the state is rapidly growing. The so-called crisis can only be settled by state action and within the orbit of the state.
No one's really stopping us from going out to go take care of this, go to the park. It's more like a social acceptance in a way. So basically, you recognize that, you know what, this is an outbreak. We should really take this seriously and step away. However, it could get to the point where there is a forced quarantine where the government has to step in and tell you to stay indoors. But we don't want to get to that point, so we just obey and follow.
The whole spiel about fascism and the whole spiel that like Mussolini is trying to get to us is that like the state knows all and that's just what it is. And that's basically what we have to agree to right now. That's basically what we have to, well, not agree to, but that's basically what a lot of people are agreeing to, because they don't know what to do. They're scared. And what do they look for? They look to who's supposed to be keeping us safe. I mean, that's what they said, but I mean,
you know, up until this point, all of us have been on this schedule, you know, to work. You know, I worked probably 5 to 6 days a week, you know, and that was my norm for the last few months, was to, you know, go into work. Now that, you know, I've had all this free time, I don't have to go to work, it's been a little odd. You know, and talking to some people, they're quote unquote dying of boredom because they don't know what to do with their time.
Today we're seeing all these different areas of jobs that we didn't really think of as so important to our society. The labor of our grocery store clerks, our truck drivers, our CVS workers are now a necessity, really. Though they've actually always been, it's just taken times like these for us to actually see that. Too often we're forced into thinking that, oh, the only jobs that matter are the bosses, the owners, the corporations, not this lowly grocery store clerk over here, when in reality, those are the people that do everything for us. They're the reason that society is still functioning right now. If we didn't have these truck drivers bringing in our toilet paper, our food, and the grocery store clerks stocking all that stuff, how would our owners and corporate and bosses be getting their toilet paper and food? Marx would probably say we're exploiting all of these people, pretty much forcing them to work in these conditions. Are grocery store workers receiving hazard pay? No. Even though I feel like they're the ones most at risk. I used to work at a grocery store. Do you know how many people you come into contact with during a shift? These people are risking their health to provide for the rest of society. For what? Minimum wage?
Evidence stating that this is not a safe place, right? But they still made us work. They still said, no, you have to do this, blah, 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 right? During this hard time, like, this is a global crisis, and they're making us work. We're not essential. If we were selling food, that would make us essential, but we're not. We're a retailer that sells electronics, toys, etc., stuff like that. That's non-essential.
In relation to hourly workers here, like grocery store clerks, in times like these, is their labor really voluntary? I personally really don't think so. I would say, yeah, it is forced labor. Nobody else is going to step up and put themselves in harm's way to protect these people. Especially because most of these workers can't really do anything about it. Yeah, they feel unsafe. They don't want to work. They're scared for their health. But not going to work really isn't an option. As an hourly worker with two jobs myself, I have bills to pay, so not working really isn't an option. It doesn't really matter how I feel.
All of this, while also trying to make sure that students actually finish the semester, and like they're required to finish the semester online, is also another a big no-no for me. The school systems are expecting us to actually care about school for the semester. I just really believe that this is not the time to think about school, because we're in a pandemic.
and just really like kind of insulting to us as people, because like we're students and we should know more about what is going on. But no, instead we just have to do a discussion post on and reply all or whatever, you know, like it's just
our freedoms being tested, right? But we're still feel pretty free-ish, maybe like ish. But how far will it go until we completely can't, right? Like, what if later down the road the virus gets mutates even more and we have to go into an even further lockdown, right? So is this COVID-19 outbreak and these events that are going on right now,
we'll see what America does, but right now we are in a terrible situation and there will be so many more deaths to come.
I think in these next upcoming weeks, we're going to see a lot more change. And maybe a lot more, you know, employment of power on the behalf of the government. And maybe we can go back to some of those fascist readings and see if there's a movement on and part of all governments towards more fascist government. I think we can also say that after this is all said and done, the world's never going to be the same again.
We just have to take it day by day and just, you know, do whatever we can to protect ourselves and protect others and just try to, you know, like, live life, you know? Like, we were all not expecting this to happen.
And $1,200, a one payment of $1,200 that is going to be, that we have to write off on our taxes at the end of the year is not it.
I think it would really benefit us right now to kind of take a look at what Marx was saying on really the treatment of people. Because in these unstable times, that small source of stability that we're all searching for is coming from a very select few people. Our present situation is telling us that we need to rethink a lot of values that we base our society on, and changes are going to be made.
I really appreciate you listening, and everyone stay safe out there.
Happy quarantining. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Don't breathe in other people's direction. 6 feet apart. Remember that. All right. Bye.